This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, with the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. Aren't you, Kev?
Absolutely.
There he is. He's here.
You betcha.
Going to chat this hour with Dr. Scott Jensen. The attacks on him continue, believe it or not.
Oh, but, and the People's Republic of Minnesota?
Yeah.
Oh, of course they do. Attacks on all of us, for gosh sakes. It's craziness going on.
Think how crazy they've already been in this legislative session this early on. Can you imagine what the final product's going to be?
It's mind-boggling to me.
Meanwhile, the North Dakota Senate, House, 68th Legislative Assembly, are hard at work on the things a little more productive, one including workforce development. They have got a first tranche, I guess, of their effort in that regard. We're going to talk with Senator Hoge about that a little later on in the program today. You're welcome to call us at any point. Tell us what's on your mind, 701-271-1100. Got it? 701-271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Daniel's answering the phone today, isn't he, Kev? Dan the man. He's hard at it. Just like we have our super producer, Chris Larson.
Mm-hmm.
The whole team here today. And what else was I going to tell you? Text us, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Dr. Scott Jensen on our newsmaker line right now, joining us on the program. Dr. Jensen, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, and thank you for having me on your program.
Yeah, good to catch up with you again. I shook my head when I heard, once again, they were attempting to take your medical license. Bring us up to date. What's going on?
Well, what started out, literally my life changed about 3 years ago in April of 2020 when I raised my hand and said, you're encouraging physicians to do death certificate completion differently than we've done before. This is problematic. You're going to potentially undermine the value of the data. And for my troubles, I did not get a response from the Department of Health. Instead, 2.5 months later, for the first time in my life, I had my license investigated. I receive a letter, allegations, I respond, they dismiss it. That happens for, you know, four times. But then the fifth time, in October of 21, I'm now running for governor, and I get this letter, and it's got 10 allegations. And one of the issues was the issue of ivermectin. And they asked for more information, so I sent it. And I responded to the allegations. And that was all wrapped up by January of 2022, more than a year ago. And so for a year, I got no communication at all, dormant. And in January of this year, just about a week ago, a little more than that, I got a letter, the sixth letter, that says these five, or this fifth investigation is still pending, and now here's a couple more things that we don't like and have been alleged. And this time around, we're not going to dismiss. This time we want to have a conference with you, and it will be in February, and the Attorney General's office will be supplying the legal firepower. And so that's where it's at. So it appears like it's moved from creating faulty policy that didn't make sense to, if you will, some attack on me that then is moved into the world of a witch hunt. And now they're trying to make an example of me is what it feels like. And I think, meanwhile, America continues to get a diet of deceitful information from, it seems, any organization that has three letters. And Americans are saying, what the devil's going on? I mean, we're seeing every day, we're seeing MIT professors say, stop the vaccine program. We're seeing Asim Mahatra from United Kingdom saying the same thing. We're seeing Paul Offit, Dr. Paul Offit, an advocate, a champion for vaccines for decades. He was involved in creating the rotavirus vaccine, and he has come out suggesting that there's no value to continue a booster vaccination program for young people. This is what's going on around us, but in the meanwhile, I'm spending most of my nights and up till midnight or 1 a.m. trying to get ready for a hearing before the Attorney General's office and the Minnesota Board of Medical Practice.
Incredible. Now, we should also remind folks that this investigation and the Attorney General's office, they're all in the Walz administration, a political opponent of yours just last November. How's that look?
Exactly. And then you've got, you know, clearly Keith Ellison's election was going to go in large part the way Tim Walz's election went. So it wasn't as if I was competing simply against Tim Walz. I was also competing against Keith Ellison. So for his office to be involved at this point does cause me a little apprehension.
What's your plan in dealing with this obviously politicized investigation?
I see myself, Scott, as I see myself as just a common everyday person. And so up until this point in time, I have taken care of my responses to the Minnesota Board of Medical Practice on my own. I've done the due diligence. I've done the reading. I've submitted the data. In some situations, my responses were more than 50 pages long. And so now I'm faced with the situation. This is no longer a request for a response and more information. Now it's a request for a hearing or for a complaint meeting, a conference. And so I don't want to be foolish and deny myself the potential value of legal counsel. And yet there's still a part of me that says, this thing has gone on for 3 years and nobody knows better than I do what's been involved with these allegations against me. Each time I've been the person to compose the response and prepare the attachments. So I'm still meeting both physically and over the phone and by email and text messages with a variety of attorneys around the country. I haven't made up my mind yet as to whether or not I'm going to retain legal counsel for this conference or not. I'm trying to be as transparent as I can for literally everybody, because it seems to me that the strongest play I can make is to demand transparency, and the greatest benefit to Minnesota, Americans, and the entire planet is to be transparent so people know what's happening. And so I'm trying to do both of those things, and I'm afraid that if I come on with this, okay, I'm all lawyered up now, I got these three hotshots who are going to be way smarter than me, but it does change the complexion sometimes of a conversation.
Kevin in Fergus Falls for our guest, Dr. Scott Jensen, 701-271-1100. Go ahead, Kevin.
Okay, Dr. Jensen, I just want to thank you for standing strong for Minnesota. I understand what's going on. God, I wish we could do this from congressional end and Senator Rand Paul and this whole nonsense, but I just know you still are remembered in our prayers and our hopes, and I wish God's best for this whole thing. And you know what? I stand strong in Minnesota, too. And maybe I don't have a voice, but you got a little one, but it is scary. And we're for you. And I hope this works out. because Minnesota's worth fighting for. I feel real bad. And that's all I can say. Thank you, sir.
Well, let me respond to that if I could. Thank you, sir, for your kind thoughts. But if there's one thing I've learned through this whole three-year COVID pandemic, it's that sometimes in America, we get sort of impressed when someone has letters behind their name. I think we have to stop that. If I have seen one thing, I have seen very thoughtful, insightful analyses and scrutinies of data carried out by people who aren't PhDs, who aren't MDs. And I actually follow more closely some engineers and some analysts who have done nothing more than just roll up their sleeves, do their due diligence, and give their impression of what's going on. And I think there's a lesson here for all of America. You do not have to have letters behind your name in order to stand strong and make the most sense, because we've got an awful lot of people with MD behind their name who have not been willing to step up and say what they're.
Good point. Stay tuned for more with Dr. Scott Jensen after this.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Past the hour, continuing on What's On Your Mind. 6th of February. Whose birthday today?
Axl Rose's birthday today was one of them.
True, but there's somebody even more famous in the political world with a birthday today. He's a goat.
Oh,
The greatest of all time, Ronald Wilson Reagan, 40th president of the United States.
Reagan's birthday today. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ronald Reagan's birthday today. Guess who he shares a birthday with?
Axl Rose.
My mom.
And your mom.
Yeah.
There you go. Fabian, by the way, too.
It's quite the trio.
Yeah, it is.
Rest her soul. Jeanette Hannon, she was a great mom, that's for sure. And Reagan was a great president. So what a day, 6th of February. Continuing our chat with Dr. Scott Jensen. Allow me to weigh in on your dilemma on the medical license, by the way, and whether or not to have attorneys. If this was, a fair fight, and this was just a few people getting in a room and settling something, I'd say, you know what, you're just a citizen, you're going in there to do the right thing, let the chips fall where they may, and lay the facts out, it'll be fine. I don't think that's what you're going into. I think you're going into an unfair fight with Ellison and company. So I'd bring some people that can play the game, if you know what I mean. So there's my two cents.
I appreciate that, Scott. I really do. And I think I could certainly go the route of having legal counsel retained and involved, but not necessarily at the conversation where we have the complaint committee meet. My understanding from the Board of Medical Practice is it will be recorded, and so I've indicated that I would record it as well. I have asked that it be live streamed. I would take care of live streaming, and I think Minnesotans, I think Americans, I mean, we have court cases where it's televised. Why wouldn't we have a meeting like this? If I'm willing to bare my soul and let them, and I'll give them immunity or whatever, but I think that we should have a transparent conversation that all Minnesotans and Americans are aware of.
I'll talk to you a little bit, because we've not had a chance to visit with you since the election. From your perspective, having the time, the benefit of time now, what happened?
I think Roe v. Wade turned the whole thing upside down. I think that there's an awful lot of people that, I mean, my entire adult life was under Roe v. Wade. It passed in 1973, the year I graduated from high school. I don't think anybody really saw that happening. And I think that the Democratic machine and its money, they did a very good job of doing what they had to do. They took words out of context and basically put it up there and painted me into a corner. I don't think there's any question that people want autonomy of their body. My body, my choice, whether you're talking about a mandated vaccine that you don't want to take or whether you're talking about a pregnancy. And I understand that. But as a physician who's delivered hundreds and hundreds of babies, I'm a pro-life guy. And I'm not going to apologize for that. But that doesn't mean that I can't understand a different perspective. And I think that if you look at what happened, I was represented as someone who wanted to ban all abortions, which I never said. I mean, I think that rape, incest, the mother's health being endangered, all of these are appropriate. And I also think that we need to make a determination as a state and as a nation about, okay, where are we going to stop this? Is it going to be first trimester, second trimester? I mean, to me, the most extreme thing you could talk about is literally being able to take a pregnancy that is at the 39th week and say, well, it's okay if you have a change of heart. Now, I understand that this occurs exceedingly small, but I think that we need as a nation to settle this issue and move on. And I don't think we should name call. And I honestly think, Scott, that what we really want to do is stand strong with women and say, listen, we are going to do everything we can to reduce the necessity of a consideration such as an unanticipated or unexpected pregnancy. Let's make birth control pills over-the-counter like they are in so many countries across the globe. Let's make a maximum price of $10 a month. Let's put a paid maternity leave program in place. Let's grease the wheels for an adoption proceeding. Let's have the morning-after pill in every medicine cabinet in case a condom breaks or an unexpected intimate encounter occurs. This should not be about trying to change the sexual mores of a society. This should be about standing with women and saying this is a shared responsibility and challenge, and that's what we should do. And I think that this election Tim Walz and the Democratic machine were able to paint me into a corner. And Tim Walz, I think, I hate to say it this way, but at some level, doesn't it feel like a lie when he says during the campaign that he does not favor abortion up to the time of delivery, and yet he gleefully signs that bill? I mean, there's a disconnect there that I haven't quite been able to negotiate yet. So I think that's what happened. I'm going to go to my grave thinking that in 2022, had the Supreme Court elected to not deal with Roe v. Wade, we would have a different governor.
And you hear that story nationwide, that was sort of the factor that the tea leaves were not able to read. Much of the pollsters didn't see, because there was a red wave that didn't materialize other than the House of Representatives. I fear some of the things you ticked off, however, as strategies would say, you're going to have one heck of a challenge getting a Republican nomination in Minnesota again with those policies, given the fact that, you know, the pro-life agenda, if you will, would be at odds with a lot of those. Is it your intention to run again? Do you want to do this again?
I don't know. I think right now I do a lot of reflecting and praying. I think the most important thing is that we've got to win. Elections have consequences. And I think that we have got to stop letting one issue cause us to lose potentially, and then we see government run amok. I mean, they're going after Second Amendment rights. They're going to fritter away the $18 billion surplus and increase the budget 26% in one fell swoop. We're going to see potentially marijuana issues decided without the kind of thought that needs to go into it. I mean, we're having one issue after another. We haven't done anything to speak of in supporting our police in terms of getting greater numbers. We haven't done anything in regards to education other than say that we have to, quote, fully fund it. And I don't know what that means. We have parents absolutely frustrated with what's going on in the education system. I think the conservative movement is going to have to move past the idea of a purity test and say, how do we win? And how we win is we've got to go capture some of those voters that play between the 40-yard lines. And so when I say, I think it's critically important to recognize that I stand with Ron DeSantis. I am a pro-life individual. And yet Ron DeSantis has said, okay, you know, are we going to do it at 15 weeks or whatever? I mean, there's a variety of rationales. I don't know, Scott, when life begins. Does it begin in a Petri dish? Does it begin at conception, fertilization, implantation, heartbeat? I don't know that, but I know this, that right now, the progressive liberal...
Hang on one sec, Dr. Jensen. We'll finish on the other side of the break and let you go. More after this.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
USA News Update. A massive 7.8 earthquake rocked southern Turkey early Monday, toppling hundreds of buildings and sending residents running into the streets as aftershocks were felt across the region. Ziadan Sakir, geologist at Ankara University, on the Turkish news channel.
They may take up to one year, you know, the aftershock activity will not stop immediately. The size of aftershocks may be as large as 6.5.
Officials are looking at a train axle failure on the Norfolk Southern car that derailed near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border Friday night. A fire continued to burn for days, and evacuation orders were given to residents Sunday night. Beyoncé on Sunday night broke the records for the most awarded Grammy artist of all time with 32 wins. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind is brought to you today by PetroServe USA, the place for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Here's where I make you hungry for today's menu items. 45th Street in Fargo, Swedish meatballs. Glendon has Salisbury steak today. NP Avenue, beefy noodles. Mac and beef at 12th Avenue and I-29. Chip beef or chicken fried steak, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Cheese ravioli with Alfredo in Harwood. Valley City has meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you, would you? 28 before the top of the hour, just a minute with Dr. Scott Jensen to finish his the point we were talking about before the break. When roll that, Chris? Or, sorry, Kev?
I don't know when life begins. I don't know if it begins in a Petri dish, if it begins at conception, if it begins at implantation, or with the presence of a heartbeat. But I know this. We can be strong, pro-life people and honor life and still recognize that each one of us wants autonomy, and not each one of us sees the issue the same way. But we have got to not allow this liberal progressive agenda to run amok and literally take over our nation, because that's what's happening. When you look at what we're doing to our kids, when you look at what we're allowing to happen on our streets, when you look at the way we're willing to spend money we don't have, when you're willing to allow government to intrude and expand at a level we've never seen before, at some level, we've got to say, okay, we cannot allow purity tests to take down our nation. We've got to move forward. We've got to work together. We've got to stand with women. We've got to do everything we can to make unexpected pregnancies less of a consideration. But we do that by working together, and we've got to move forward.
Dr. Scott Jensen, we'll talk again. Appreciate your time.
Thanks.
So what he's saying is, he's compromising on the pro-life issue.
Yeah.
And saying, you know, I could live with this, I could live with that, I could live with that. And he's saying that the rest of us should as well, because if we have a purity test to say nobody can be anything other than 100% pro-life, then the liberal progressive agenda wins. I feel differently than Scott Jensen does, only because, to me, if you start compromising on life to say, well, okay, you know, 12 weeks, 20 weeks, he's saying politically, having that strong a pro-life position is going to put you in some peril. And interesting take on how he's evolved because of his loss, in his eyes, strictly due to Roe versus Wade. I don't know. What do you think of that, Kev? I'm not one to compromise on the pro-life issue.
And it seems like where they can, they don't need you to compromise. Minnesota could care less if you compromise. They're still going to do what they're doing because they have everything. I mean, they own the state, so I don't think they're interested in compromising. I mean, they don't have to, you know? But, I mean, it kind of, like, when does life begin? I think that's pretty, you know, life evolves and life changes, but I think we know when it begins.
How does a doctor have trouble with that?
Same here, wondering that.
Head scratcher. Our next guest is Senate Majority Leader David Hogue. David, Senator Hogue joined us last to talk about the upcoming 68th Legislative Assembly and an agenda and what to do. And high on that agenda was workforce development, and they've already done some work on that. So we wanted to get the readout on that today on the program. Senator Hogue, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you very much. And even more so to see the North Dakota Senate crank out some work already on the legislative front. Tell us what you did.
Well, we did a couple things, but first I just have to make a quick comment. You know, I think in the Senate, the issue you were just talking about, I think we were already a strong pro-life caucus, and we're getting stronger, it seems like, by the election cycle, and I think we're in that area where it's just, it seems, you know, to be very clear. It's one of these clear issues to us about life, whereas, you know, spending, state dollars isn't a black and white issue the way life has become to our caucus. But, going to workforce development, what we did do, one bill that we passed is we authorized the Bank of North Dakota to lend money to these career and technical education centers who had been promised the money from the federal government that we appropriated last session, but the money has yet to come through. We've been assured by our congressional delegation, among others, that the money is coming, but the federal government simply hasn't gotten to the point of writing their rules. So the money is waiting. We have projects that are ready to be constructed. And so we thought, well, why wait around for that federal money? If we've already appropriated the dollars and we want to build these facilities to try to get our high school students into the workforce earlier with career and technical education facilities, why not start that process and not wait for the federal government? So we did that. And that was the first bill that the governor signed last week. One that he'll be signing today, actually, in about 2 hours, is another workforce development one. And it relates to our firemen and law enforcement who come to this state. Under the current law, if you have to have been a law enforcement member of the state of North Dakota for 5 years before you're entitled to a presumption that a cardiac event was in the line of duty. And we just thought that didn't make any sense. And I think there was a widely reported case out in Fargo that dealt with this situation where you have a law enforcement officer served in another state, comes to this state, would ordinarily be entitled to workforce safety coverage, but because part of his service was out of state, he didn't have coverage, and we just didn't think that was very good from a workforce development standpoint. We want to encourage professionals from other states to move to North Dakota, and we want to afford them the same benefits that our North Dakota resident providers receive. So those were the two, the first two pieces that we did, and I'm glad they were both. The first two pieces that we passed and sent to the governor were both related to workforce development.
Yeah, and again, is there more to do on that type of, you know, like you did with the firefighters and peace officers, to say, hey, if I'm a lawyer and I want to come into North Dakota, hey, you're a lawyer in Minnesota, you have one thing where you some of these licenses that North Dakota has to sanction. Is there more to do in that regard?
Amen. Oh, there is, Scott. There is. I was going to bring up lawyers. I am a lawyer, so I will tell you. Yes, absolutely. So let's take a look at that. You know, if you were a highly skilled neurosurgeon or a cardiac surgeon and you wanted to come to North Dakota and you're board certified, you would come to this state and we would roll out the red carpet. We'd give you the keys to the city because that's a high demand job, and we want to get those highly skilled professionals. On the other hand, with lawyers, it's different. If you've taken the bar exam in another state, within 2 years you can petition in. Otherwise, you have to wait until you've been licensed somewhere else for 5 years. Your alternative is to take the bar exam again and go through that whole process that, law students went through after they got through law school. And I don't think that makes any sense. It's just one of those situations where, you know, 40, 50, or who knows how many years ago we erected all these protectionist barriers to keep out competition from our state, and now we have to try to get past that and say, you know what, if you pass, if you graduated from an accredited law school in another state and you pass that state's bar exam and you pass their background check, why can't you come into North Dakota and start practicing? I don't understand it. So, yeah, there's I actually have a bill in to do to address that situation as well.
And, numerous professions would be covered by that?
Yes, absolutely. All licensing boards. We're asking the labor commissioner, the legislation that I was alluding to do two things. One, look at the time that it takes them to process out-of-state applicants, where the out-of-state applicant is licensed by a licensing board from another state that our state recognizes. Now, you mentioned lawyers, but there's many other. There's nurses, there's, you know, architects, engineers, accountants. There's a long list of licensed professionals. The other part of what the legislation does is it asks the labor commissioner to take a look at the continuing education requirements. You'd be surprised to know, for example, again, going to lawyers, there's four states that don't require continuing education, and we know that continuing education requirements typically take between 3 and 4 days of a licensed professional's time when they're not doing their job. They're having to do these continuing education requirements. And you think, well, wait a minute, Hoag, that isn't continuing education pretty important? It is, but what you'll find, for example, with nurses, most of the large employers are doing continuing education on the job every week. It's an ongoing process. It's not a, hey, do your job for a few months and then go off to a conference and get continuing education. It is an ongoing process. And that's why you have, like, I think it's 8 or 9 states that don't have continuing education requirements for nurses. They recognize that. And I would just, you know, I think it's an area that we have to take a hard look at, because I'll give you another example. I have a dentist friend who practiced in Williston for 30-plus years. Again, he has to be out of his office for 3 days to go attend continuing education requirements that are not offered in Williston. So the travel time and the attending takes him out of the office where he could otherwise be, you know, treating his patients. And so that's the other component of this workforce development. It's not trying to find new professionals. It's trying to decrease, where possible, the administrative burdens that they have in being licensed professionals.
Only 30 seconds left, but I have to give you just a quick moment to give us an overview. How's everything going overall in the session, would you say?
I would say it's going exceedingly well. I keep saying, well, I mean, this is pretty, it's like you're on a river and, you're canoeing down the river and things are going smooth. You're coming around a bend. You're not seeing any rapid water. It's just been going awfully smooth.
Well, that's good. Smooth is good,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. We'll stay in touch. Appreciate the update today and, good luck on, more of the same with workforce development as a priority in the 68th Legislative Assembly. Appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Scott.
You bet. Take care. David Hoag, Senator from Minot, North Dakota, on the 68th Legislative Assembly dealing with workforce development. All right, last chance to get a text in here because we have a few to catch up on. 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. After a short break on our final segment, next on What's on Your Mind.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
Is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood, my buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by, they hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Never gonna grow up, never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We were doing it right, we were coming alive. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer.
blue jean nights.
Way to warm you up. Summer song. Right there. 271-1100, our telephone number, 800. Toll free, 855, rather, 200-1776. On What's on Your Mind? Today, brought to you by MyPillow and the all-new 2.0 MyPillow. Have you heard about 2.0?
I did, yes.
This is really something. They have definitely darned up good, folks at MyPillow. And I give you some of the technical things behind this. But really, you just need to know this pillow has some technology in it and some innovation in it that keeps you cool all night long. That's really what you need to know. MyPillow.com 2.0, MyPillow right now, available at MyPillow.com or by calling, wait for it. This is the special Scott number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028. Texter says, the more I hear Dr. Jensen speak, the more I'm convinced he lost to a rigged voting system. He should never second guess what he did wrong. The polls showed differently than the results. Another listener, Republicans have done such a terrible job of creating an America where an unexpected pregnancy isn't an automatic ticket to poverty the last 30 years, they should be embarrassed. I wrap my mind around that comment. Republicans have created an America where an unexpected pregnancy isn't an automatic ticket to poverty the last 30 years. They should be embarrassed. Why would they be embarrassed about that? Give American good jobs, safe neighborhoods, and methodically reintroduce moral religions to the populace, and the vast majority of abortions cease. Republicans spent decades fighting losing wars, outsourcing every job they could, importing illegals to tax the remaining jobs at slave wages, and giving massive tax breaks to corporations that hate us, and wonder why there's such a feeling of hopelessness by single mothers. All right, welcome your opinion. I would need to have a conversation, unpack exactly what you were trying to say there to make sense of it to me. I don't think single mothers have hopelessness myself. And I don't think it's up to government to create that atmosphere. Oh, government, give me hope. You get your hope from government? Another says, I think we are all on the same plane. I understand Dr. Jensen is frustrated, but so are we. You had a lady on that changed her mind about a baby that was avoiding a needle. Face it, Scott needs support. All right. Another listener. Does no one consider the devastating effects of the Central American countries by losing so many working-age women and children? Isn't that going to destroy these countries? Of course it is, yes. Now my words, the texter. Another listener, Dr. Jensen is just like Trump. They're scared to death of him because he will expose them. I want him to fight like heck on this license deal. What do you think of my advice, Kev, to lawyer up?
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't go in there without a number of attorneys to face
the
henchmen of
that cabal.
Keith Ellison.
Yeah.
You know?
No, you can't bring sunshine and lollipops to that meeting.
Another listener, this stinks to high heaven of an attack on a political opponent now that the left has a complete stranglehold on power in Minnesota. I agree. Minnesota's fallen, and people should get out of Democratic-run cities and states while they can.
Well, they want to send a message, too. Don't even think about challenging it again. This is how we'll come after you.
South Dakota listener says, if the U.S. was blocking signals from the balloon, why didn't they block the navigation also? Yeah, mind you, it was hovering over military sites in Montana. Then the public found out, then it made a beeline for the beach. But, Kev, you should know China is urging calm over the controversy. They want calm.
Calm is good.
Now that they've been called out, I guess they want calm. I don't know what the heck that means, but anyway, thanks for your thoughts, comments. Tomorrow on the program, among other things, we're going to talk about the push for a four-day work week. That's picking up steam. Can you believe that? What are we, Canada?
Hey, man. Yeah.
Some sort of...
Let's do less.
Yeah.
Do less with less.
Maryland legislatures are working on this. Talk about it tomorrow.
At Big Wave Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Red Bull. 3 60-ounce cans are only $8 at a PetroServe USA near you. A 24-ounce can of Arizona tea, just 79 cents. Big 28-pack of Nestle water, $4.99. Try out some Butcher meat sticks for $4.79 or Hammond's chocolate bars. Buy one, get one free. How about a green laser pointer for just $19.99? Tie-dye hoodies, buy one, get one free. Or t-shirts, $4.99 each or three for $10.99 at a PetroServe USA near you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.